Charles Chuck Baker was 82 years old. He was a 60-year veteran of the fishing industry in Alaska and co-owned the Eagle B with his son, Mike. Riona Baker is his wife.
We met in 1957 on a blind date.
And for as long as Riona Baker had known her husband, he was around the sea.
He started out with boats and Sea Scouts when he was a teenager, and then he went into the Navy after high school, and then right to work on a cannery tender after he got out of the Navy. So I don't know whether it was a built-in love of boats or, but that's what he loved. He loved doing. That's really the only comfort we can take in this whole thing, was that he was where he wanted to, like, loved to be and doing what he loved to do.
The 86-foot Eagle B was tied up at Sitka Sound Seafoods on Monday when the leak occurred. Cheyenne Sanchez, with the spill response arm of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, says the vessel released upwards of 50 pounds of anhydrous ammonia. The chemical is used in refrigeration systems. The spill was quickly contained Monday, although workers were evacuated from the area and a street was closed for about an hour. No one besides Baker was seriously injured in the accident, but three or four people reported to area hospitals complaining of ammonia exposure symptoms. Those symptoms include burning of the eyes, nose, and throat. At the time of the accident, Chuck Baker was on board the vessel with his son, Mike, and his 20-year-old grandson, Stephen.
To us, Stephen is a hero.
Again, Riona Baker.
Our grandson tried very hard to save his grandfather, but he did save his father. Because I think if our grandson had not been there with a mask on, there might have been more than one tragic ending.
A memorial service for Chuck Baker will likely take place after the fishing season. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.